Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Back to Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, last quick segment here for Old School, a couple minutes. Appreciate Kathy Martinez stopping in, AFN, the second annual golf tournament, September 7th out there at the Highlands. AutismFamilyNetwork.org. You can get on there, sponsor, get a foursome. We will have a ticket foursome as well, like we always do, and it's a good time. Pushing for 36 or more teams. So we got 28 last year, which is great for a tournament, first year of tournament. I can tell you that because I've done plenty. The Foreman Foundation is stressful, and they put on a ton of events. They have a volleyball event out there at Spikes at August 23rd as well. So they are moving and shaking. And then the bigger thing is that she told us off air, Austin, you got 30 family members for July 4th. Yeah.
Dang.
The trigger going to be smoking. Mm-hmm. So
it better be smoking. Better not blow out.
Yeah, better be, man. But, we talked about in the first segment, Austin, the collective bargaining and all that stuff. I wanted to, jump into the NFL a little bit, right? Obviously, the Pittsburgh Steelers had a huge trade, getting Jalen Ramsey, which I think now you got a true – when you talk about 2019 LSU, Ja'Marr Chase is that dude. He is in that league, right? And then you got to think Baltimore Ravens have DeAndre Hopkins, even though he's older. But they also have had other receivers do well. The young man from Minnesota, actually.
Bateman
got a second contract. First one ever for a first-round pick for Baltimore. They struck out on, like, five receivers. He's the one that, showed some life. So you bring in a lockdown corner. You give up Minka Fitzpatrick from Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
But the big news out of Pittsburgh is that T.J. Watt, who's the unquestionable, him and Cam Hayward are leaders of the team. He's in a lame duck year in the last year of contract. I would probably have voted for him as a defensive player of the year. Miles Garrett won it. He was upset, but I knew why he won it because it helped him. Miles wanted it because it helped him get more money. TJ as well. And you're too close. It's one thing and I hate to say this. It's one thing with Trey Hendrickson, but it's Cincinnati. So Cincinnati's going to Cincinnati.
Well, and Hendrickson's really only a pass rusher as opposed to Watt and Garrett. Right.
But it's Cincinnati because they always are going to be operating cheap. But it's TJ Watt. This is that dude. Mm-hmm. And this is the year that you need the best defensive player or your best defensive player happy, healthy, and hopeful in camp. And he's at home chilling this close to training camp. This is not how normally Pittsburgh does money. And this is what I'm going to tell you this before you go. And I want, obviously, before you start talking. As a player of his stature, which I never got to, but when I was up for my second and third contract, you are aware whoever else is getting paid and more importantly, how quickly they get it done. Mm. You trade for DK Metcalf, paid. Boom. You bring in Jalen Ramsey, potentially probably going to have to give him another year or two. Everybody knows that when you trade for him. He's not coming there for the same amount of money and no more years on his contract. Aaron Rodgers' deal was already done. The other guys as well. TJ Watt is not a happy camp.
Nor should he be. I mean, you were there before any of those guys. And the benefit to that should be you get paid first. They take care of your own. and that's that. But instead, they say, oh, you've been with us. We just assume we're going to have you back. We assume that you'll give us, maybe not a hometown discount, but we got some goodwill, you know, some equity stored up. And sorry, we have to dip into a little bit here, but we think you understand. I think for a team like Pittsburgh, Jay, kind of feels like they're going all in on this year, maybe next year, depending on Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. I mean, with the DK Metcalf move, with getting rid of Minkah Fitzpatrick, who was really good for them,
yeah,
to Jalen Ramsey. Very curious to see how Darius Slay holds up for them on the outside as well. This is a year for Pittsburgh where it feels like they really want to get over that 9-8 hump, get back to double-digit wins, you know, maybe 11-12 at the ceiling for them, and position themselves as a real contender in the AFC.
Yeah,
you know what doesn't help you be a contender in the AFC? Having a TJ Watt-sized hole on the left side of your freaking defense.
Which essentially makes everybody that you mentioned before valuable.
Yes.
Because Jalen Ramsey and Slay, and don't forget Joey Porter Jr., who had a pretty good rookie year, are dependent on TJ Watt. Now, yes, Cam Hayward had a really good year last year at 35 years old, which is crazy. He's like, he's getting better. And now I forget who I was. Grant Wishman was listening. He's like the reverse of, he's like Benjamin Button or whatever, right? But it doesn't. TJ Watt sets the table, stirs the pot, and eats all the food. And he makes the other number 56 even good.
Get started on your painting project this summer and save big money at Menards. Rust-Oleum Stops Rust 5-in-1 Spray Paint lets you choose from 5 unique spray patterns with a twist of the dial, so you can get a professional, corrosion-resistant finish on every project. Save big money on Rust-Oleum Spray Paint now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Or better as well. So he's your your season. It's like if you have a franchise quarterback and he's not under contract and he's not around, then your season is shot.
Because why did you let yourself get to this position?
Why? Right. Why would you? Because you're not Cincinnati with a lot of glaring holes. Like, Cincinnati's defense was pathetically bad last year. Offensively, really good, obviously, you know, but they weren't able to be sustainable for 16, 17 games. So the defense is such a, you know, it's a huge drop off. This is a year you finally potentially have a quarterback. You got a number one receiver that's actually mature enough to be that. Only thing you just got to worry about DK Metcalf being actually too physical on the field. And you got Warren, your running back. You drafted pretty good in your offensive line. You got two really good tight ends, and you made it, you know.
New OC.
You got Darius. You're doing everything that you normally don't do at Pittsburgh, because Pittsburgh is draft, develop, play, or pay, and keep everybody, you know, through a second contract. Now you got TJ Watt. Now you start to see him talk about, oh, you're getting a little older. This dude was on. Pittsburgh, it'll get done. But sometimes, if it doesn't get done in enough time, TJ Watt will come in shape. But still, that's just in the back of your mind. And everybody knows this is how contracts go. And here's the funny thing. We got a couple minutes. So the funniest part was when I came to Houston, or I got traded, I got a little bump. That was my first kind of, you know, contract negotiate. It was kind of just like, all right, we traded for it. We got to give you, you know, we can't have you, you know, we got to hook you up a little bit. Right. You know,
thank you, Mr. McNair.
And they pay for my moving costs. So I was cool with the moving costs. Uh-huh. But since you want to give your brother some more money, I'm cool with it, right? I gotta get out of this Holiday Inn or whatever you got me in. But then, you know, had a good year. And I'll never forget, I was Blake that's on sometimes, and another guy, Mitch Franco, was the agent, and Rob Hendrickson. So we were all kind of powwowing, and we were down like in Boca Raton. We went fishing and, you know, golfing. So we're just kind of going over all the different teams. And so they come running in, you know, from back there. It's like, oh, we got your first offer. And they were like, I already know how you're going to react in the notes that was with it. But this is the way it goes. Do you want to read it? I want to read it. Man, I'm telling you, boy. They was just like, you are garbage. You ain't that good. We don't know if we want to pay you, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, damn, I just saw Dom. And he was like, you were the most consistent. We need you back, right? But by the time I left there, they were just punching holes in me. But before I got, you know, before they sent it, then eventually it worked itself out two times. But I was looking at, I could tell you, signed, sealed, and delivered. Best believe I was looking at the free agents that they were bringing in, as who they were drafting.
Mm-hmm.
And just, it was all, it never left my mind. Now,
your agent's probably talking to their agent. What are they saying?
It was just, it's just like you're just keeping tabs now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it was, didn't affect me on the field, but I'm just like, I remember a couple of dudes they drafted. And I'm just like, I always wondered, like, you drafted this dude, you giving it, you taking all that salary cap and, you know, drafting these dudes in the, you know, expansion draft or the draft that, you know, if they get failed out of school or whatever, they don't even have it anymore. And I was looking at it and I had to essentially turn around from IAH airport because I was on my way to Green Bay. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, literally, yeah. that's what we know we got COVID. That's what happened. I called Reggie. I said, he's like, first of all, he called me. I didn't answer on purpose. So I was already there getting
message
off that,
delivered.
Going to, he's like, where are you going? He's like, where are you going? I was like, oh, I'm just going to the store. He's like, no, you ain't. Where are you going? I said, I'm going to Green Bay. He's like, do you really want to go to Green Bay? I said, no, but I'm boiled if I have to. And he's like, all right, you know, keep your phone on. And literally, then, you know, it was all kind of pre-planned. You know,
but see, that's the difference between, I think, you and some of the divas in the NFL is that as soon as they see that first slight, they go running, crying and screaming.
Yeah.
Whereas I think sometimes it's smarter to. OK,
it is what it
sit
is.
Back, take notes. And then sure. At the right moment, like, I see how you've been doing things. Don't think you got to pass me.
Hey, man, if you're not Peyton Manning and that even came to fruition late in his career, in which I think is dumb or. You can't even say Tom Brady because he was drafted. So if you're not one of the iconic figures,
mm-hmm.
they are paying you to replace you. They drafted you to cut you, which is the dumbest mentality, but that's how it works. You are just a piece of meat and you're going through the meat grinder.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, good 3 hours, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Strickland on the block. Appreciate Kathy Martinez coming in. Great. Go back and check it out. It's actually pretty good. It's always a good day, but it's a great day today. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, old school, new school way. We'll holler at you tomorrow.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.